Doc Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
We played this song last week, and at the time I remember saying, you know, this is really, really good. It could be a hit record. It's a great Seahawks, and it is a parody of a record, right? It's a parody of a song that's already a big song. Is it? It's the East Lake Community Church in Bothell, and the song is called Winner.
Yeah, this is Timber by Kesha and Pitbull. It's a huge song.
Gotta just say, the people who recorded this, the people of your congregation, what a wonderful tribute to the Seahawks. We're going to play the whole thing in its entirety. East Lake Community Church in Bothell.
Super Bowl.
Winner.
Legion of Boom coming for you.
Winner.
Golden and Doug rip out a two.
Winner.
Walmart khakis looking tacky. Our coach looks better than you.
Winner.
Everybody lose control. We're going to the Super Bowl. Cameron Chance are always feared. Michael Bennett, Dirty B. Your season's over, 40 whiners. Watch our game in your recliners. Colin Kay, please go away. Don't forget your beats by Dre.
Home, 'cause we're the winners. I'm sure you'll cry. I'm sure you'll win. We're talking tons of trash on Twitter. Hashtag you lost.
On a date with both my Russ. Best cornerback in town.
Sure.
Oh no, you hit the ground.
40.
The 12 fans getting loud. 'Cause it's about to go down. Going to the Super Bowl. Brandon, me, Bay, Belly Roll. Gather children, this is Earl. Greatest safety in the world. Can't be stopped, Seattle's freaking. Someone call Marshawn and Beacon. Some might say it's quite ironic. Only states with legal
it's
chronic.
Going down.
It's going down.
We're not the team that passes every play. lunch overruns you. A Skittles rainbow's gonna shine through.
Beast mode's gonna come.
That's how Seattle's gonna beat you in Super Bowl 48.
KJR. That's Spike singing Denver Broncos. An idea sent in by a listener via email.
Mike Colley.
And before that, the local church put together a fantastic song. And what we're doing today at the end of the show, because of so many emails, is we're on our website, 957KJR.com. We're setting up a page for you to download all the songs for free, so you can make a party tape for your Super Bowl party. Now, if the church will let us put theirs up there, we can stick theirs up there too, but that's totally up to them. And then there's another song too. There was a great rap song that the Seahawks had on their site.
Well,
do you remember that one?
I know that that church also had one, a different song they made in the top 10 when the Hawks put their, was it 10 or 12?
Was that the same people?
Same church.
Yeah. Well done. We should find that one too.
Yep, they've been there
so
all
if anyone, year long. If anyone knows the people who did this at that, what's the name of the church again?
The East Lake Community Church.
If someone knows them or can give us a call, we will promote the songs and put them on our webpage with our own, if that's okay with you.
So yeah. 10 o'clock today, people can go to our website. It's going to be on the front page. You can download all the songs.
Our Seahawks 12th Man VIP Party. Time to give away tickets now. Just call us at 877-901-0957. It's the big party we've set up here at Clear Channel Seattle in the Lively Lounge with monster screens, prizes, food, drinks, and a performance by TNT. So if you're the type of people who want to just go to a big club and be with a massive crowd of people cheering the Seahawks, this is for you. Call 877-901-0957. Come to our big 12th man VIP party. Be caller number 12. Yesterday, the Seahawks-themed 747 Boeing jet flew over eastern Washington and flew in a pattern that was the number 12.
Seriously?
Yeah. You know, you can go to, there's websites, flighttracker.com. Mm-hmm. There's a few websites where you can actually see flight plans of airplanes that file a flight plan because it's public information. So you could see the number 12.
The giant 12 over Moses Lake.
That 12th man paint job 747 was unveiled yesterday or the day before. I can't remember. Anyway, they did a 12 pattern test east of the mountains before heading back to Seattle. Sort of like Santa used to get in on all this action, right?
They
used to
NORAD's got yeah.
It does feel a little bit like that right now.
It does.
Yeah. T-Mobile building's all lit up. Expedia's got Richard Sherman on it. Yeah. I mean, it feels like Christmas.
John Leisure used to the T-Mobile building every morning I drive by it. It's in this stupid pink color.
That's their official company.
Shocking yeah, whatever.
Pink.
And then I notice it blue and green.
It's better. It's more manly.
Well, they should change the whole company to blue and green. They're much better colors. Annette and Kent, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
I am a little jazzed.
You're jazzed. Good. You're coming to our party?
Oh, I am so thrilled, and I have to apologize if I killed Eric's ear when he answered the phone.
Because you screamed, didn't you?
I did squeal a little bit.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's probably been a few years since you screamed like that.
Hey, now. She pulled a Warren Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Annette, thank you very much. We're looking forward to seeing you, and we hope you have a fantastic time.
Oh, I'm going to. No doubt about that.
All right. Now all we have to do is win this game.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
We're gonna.
Yeah. All right, now you ready with Bandit? It's time. It's 7:15. Yeah.
We'll find out.
You know, it's funny. First, I think we should actually prove there's a dog here because Bandit has not said a word since he's been in here.
Well, if we're waiting for him to say a word, unless the word is rough.
Well, the one way he said he talked earlier was when Smitty came in first thing this morning and surprised him.
Really, what is it about Smitty?
Well, Smitty's pretty loud when he first comes into a room. He's, hey, how you doing?
Smitty's here. Yeah. Smitty's here, everybody. All right.
So, Smitty, if you got a second, what I want you to do is go out here, knock on the door real loud, and come in like you did this morning. Just, how you doing?
And the dog will bark.
And let's see if we can get the bandit to bark, because I want to prove there's a dog here before, you know. So really knock loud. And
can you
come
also
in?
Prove to me that we really went to the moon?
Joe, what's going on, Joe?
No dog. There's no dog.
Yeah. Well done.
Smitty, go back out there and bang on the door. Bang on the door like you're breaking into Joe's house at 3 in the morning. That's what he means.
What is it, Bennett? Who is it?
Ah! Did you check the batteries in Bandit? Are his batteries dead? Did you flip them over?
You know what? Now that
fresh batteries.
Now the Bandit knows you.
He loves Smitty. Yeah. You know,
he thinks you're Joe's half brother.
Yeah, he was startled this morning because the whole building's empty and Smitty pops up out of nowhere and he goes into defense mode.
How you doing, Mr. Joe?
Let's see if we get his dog excited.
He's not going to be upset now, Bob.
No. Well, plus they've got this guy, poor guy. He's wired with a GoPro camera. Bandit has his own camera. We got the pug cam wired.
Oh, wow. The pug cam so we can see the dog going towards the food?
Oh, yeah, so we can see him going towards the food. So he's a little out of sorts.
I must tell you this. Off stage, behind the scenes,
uh-huh.
Jody wanted to rig the contest.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No.
Jody said, you know how to do a dog food contest. She said, you put pepper on the one you don't want him to go to.
No.
And you spread peanut butter under the one you do want to go to.
I said
that's
you
what
put
you said.
I never said put pepper on the one that you don't want
Who
to.
Who said that?
Never
that was
say
me.
That.
Oh, that was Spike.
That was
well, we already know.
I did say that about the peanut butter. I did want to rig the contest. I never said to put pepper on the one that we didn't want
see,
to.
See, the thing is, we already have backstage pass guests, and there's a child here.
Yes.
So he should learn how to stage a dog food commercial.
No,
you think
shouldn't.
All those golden retrievers
it's
just eat that meaty
benefit? Goodness?
No, they don't.
All right. Rich, thick gravy.
So hold on. We have a. What are we doing?
We've got two plates.
All right, Smitty, you got to hold on to the dog. The dog is approximately 8 feet away from the plates.
Yeah, we have two plates. One labeled Seahawks, one labeled Broncos. There's signs very clearly indicating. And what we'll do is put Bandit exactly the same distance from both. I'm going to put one of his favorite little treats. It's just a
who's little... getting the camera angle from this way?
The dog is.
The dog is.
He's got a GoPro camera.
We should also have we should also have an overhead camera on a wire that follows him. You'll watch
the
any
Sky
NFL
cam.
Football.
Yeah, NFL Sky Cam. Where are we at on that?
We could even get peanut butter, Bob. Let's
hand
just deal with what we've
hand
got.
Me a camera.
NFL Sky Cam. Your phone's a great camera.
You got an iPhone handy?
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot video with your iPhone and then send it to us.
There you go.
I'll do it with my iPad.
There you go.
Yeah, there
looking like right here.
Somebody at Media Day with that iPad out taking pictures, yeah.
Okay but now Smitty has the camera, so Luciana needs to get the dog. Go see Luciana.
All right, we're ready to, by the way, if you know the camel that picked the Super Bowl winner passed away, and the prognosticator is taking his place. Also, there is another animal that is picked to the Seahawks. What
national story this morning is of a gorilla, I believe. Might be another simian. But in Utah, there's this orangutan gorilla. I'm not sure which, but he's picked 6 straight Super Bowl winners. And this morning, he picked the Seahawks to win Super Bowl 48.
Well, so the gorilla, it's the gorilla versus the dog, folks. All right, I'm going to start rolling here. Are we rolling? We are rolling.
And I apologize in advance if this does not go the way
we're hoping
it goes.
It's about honesty and integrity.
It's about honesty. And Bandit is a pretty darn good picker. So you guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to put down the treats.
Here's cookies.
Hold on.
It's time for cookies. Who's going to have some cookies?
Treats are ready.
Want a treat?
Here's cookies.
Get it.
Did he go for
get that, buddy. Get that
nice.
Treat.
Nice.
Yeah.
The fact that Joe
What was it, Joe? What was it?
The Seahawks.
I'm guessing it's the Seahawks because Joe's not crying right now. Because this dog's legit.
Now, I guarantee you, as soon as that treat's eaten,
he's going to go for the Bronco.
Yeah, he's not picky.
Well, he's a good sportsman.
That. I don't know.
He's going to go over to like he did, like Richard Sherman, and go, hell of a treat.
They
he does not seem to be paying any attention to the Broncos treat.
What's over there, Bandit? What's over there?
Don't prod him. What? I think he doesn't like
why
that.
Why is he sneezing?
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, there you go.
Why is he sneezing like that?
Oh, just to show you, it's legit. He's got he's scarfing them both.
Attaboy, right. Bandit. Okay.
That was fair and square, and Bandit did pick the Seahawks.
Good job.
Clearly. Yeah.
The only immediate BS we have to bust now is this stupid Madden 25 Bronco thing.
Yes.
Once we lay that to rest, I think we can breathe easy and move on to football.
Shortly, a listener will join us, a Broncos fan, and play a Seahawks fan on the Madden 25 game.
Oh, we got a flat-out ringer, dude. This guy's a champ.
What do you talk about?
This our man right here.
That's
our man.
Oh, that's our man. Oh, wow, cool.
Oh, Ethan.
Yeah. Ethan, may I ask, how old are you, sir?
I'm 11.
11 years old.
Oh, yeah.
This is the best guy we could find.
Great. Yeah. I'm going to take you to a couple golf tournaments, too. I'm sure you're good at everything.
It's good. All right. That's the guy.
So you're a Madden 25 champ?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who are you? He's so cute.
Who are you playing?
Broncos fan.
You don't know who it is yet,
but you don't care, do you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Do we have a Broncos?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do have one that is actually a pretty loud guy.
Yeah, he's on his way in. He got lost because he's so stupid. So
he's on his way in.
To give him an extra half hour because he's too dumb to find the thing.
By the way, another Broncos fan is Ellen DeGeneres. She's rooting for the Broncos. We know that Macklemore is part of the 12th man, but in the Super Bowl, everyone does choose sides. By the way, Sarah Palin has chosen a side. She's a Northwesterner. She's got to be a Seahawks fan.
I would hope that the Seahawkers of Alaska could count on their former half-governor.
Tiger Woods has chosen a side.
Do you want? Yeah. Do you want Tiger?
I don't know. Trust him to be faithful all the way till Sunday.
Secretly, he'll be calling us.
I'm also picking the Cardinals, and I'm also picking the Browns, and I'm also picking the Tigers, and I'm also picking the Buccaneers, and that's your waitress.
And that waitress
from Charlotte. Yeah.
Okay, that was a big surprise. You were going there. So when we come back, celebrity Super Bowl picks.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Where will you be on the biggest Sunday in Seattle history? Thanks to 95.7 KJR. You could be at the best viewing party at Seattle's newest hot spot, Lively. But the only way in is to win. Listen to Bob Rivers in the morning and afternoons with Steve Slayton for your chance to win. For more information or to enter online, go to 957KJR.com.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center for your Blue Friday. Starting out with some morning showers, tapering off this afternoon, highs in the mid-40s. And for the big game on Sunday, it's looking dry with temps in the upper 30s as the game gets underway. Go Hawks!
This report brought to you by BECU. BECU has opened a new flagship center located at the corner of Northeast 20th and 130th in Bellevue, offering on-site business services, investments, and home loan specialists, along with more ATMs to serve you. BECU, it's more than just money. Federally insured by the NCUA.
All right, the President's Day sale is on right now at Sleep Country USA. Don't wait for Monday for President's Day to save big on a new mattress. Sleep Country sale is on now, and you can save up to $500 on Beautyrest and Posturepedic. You can get a queen-size Sealy mattress set. A set for $399. You can even get 3 years interest-free financing on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, always free same-day delivery and setup of your new mattress and removal of your old set for free at Sleep Country USA. Keep the presidents in your wallet at the President's Day sale at Sleep Country USA. With over 80 stores in the Puget Sound area, all employee-owned, and all with all of their brands on display in their showrooms. You can go in and spend the time you need. Spend hours. Do a rest test. Get comfortable. You sleep on your back, on your side. Get comfortable. Find the bed that's right for you. And tonight, you can be getting the guaranteed best sleep because you got 100 days to sleep on your decision. If you're not getting the rest you need, bring it back for a full refund or exchange it for the right bed for you. And always guarantee the lowest price. Sleep Country USA, of course they do. The President's Day sale is on now at Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Eat better. Think simple. With Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic, it's delicious, affordable food that's free from 101 plus artificial preservatives and ingredients. And now Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic have added 100 new items for every part of your day to make eating better easier than ever. You'll find Simple Truth at QFC. Just look for the green circle on the package. That tells you only the good stuff goes in. Simple Truth. Easy to find, easy to understand. Find it at QFC.
Big game action deserves a great meal, and you can find it all at QFC. Cheer on our home team with a couple of USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steaks. They're just $5.99 a pound in the value pack. Is the gang watching the game at your house? How about some fresh homemade guacamole or sliced avocado on your famous burgers? This week, get medium Hass avocados for 99 cents each. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC. You know it's going to be good.
Last month, a lady walked into West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins with a silver tea set that had been gathering dust in her attic. She was paid $5,000 right there. Want to know what your silver items are really worth? Find out for free at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
The Red Zone clearance is happening now at JCPenney, and never has so very much that fits your sense of style as so very little of your wallet. With remarkable end-of-season savings of 50 to 75% off Red Zone clearance selections. So out with the old and in with the now. Hurry in for these special Red Zone clearance savings happening now at JCPenney, where so little buys you so much. All clearance savings are off regular or original prices while supplies last. Selections vary by store. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken.
Hey, here's a question. How many companies around here can celebrate their founders? You know, the real actual people who started the business. Well, Bartels can. Thanks to George Bartel Sr., who opened the first Bartel Drugs in Seattle back in 1890. Three generations later, it's still the same family-owned drugstore, with some modern improvements, of course. But during Founders Days, you will find prices that take you back, like Nature Made vitamins, buy one, get one free, or L'Oreal Cosmetics and Skincare, all 30% off. You can even save a whopping $30 on an Omron blood pressure monitor model BP785. It's only $69.99. Just in time, too. Because with all the football excitement lately, my husband should definitely have his blood pressure monitored. Am I right, ladies?
Stop by your local Bartel Drugs to win a weekend getaway at Sun Mountain Lodge. Whether you're looking for refined elegance or a rugged wilderness experience, Sun Mountain Lodge is poised to exceed your expectations.
Your best friend's connected car lets him do emails and text messages with his voice while he drives.
I wish my car did that.
Your sister's connected car lets her enjoy Netflix and Pandora.
Even my kid's sister's car is cooler than mine?
It doesn't have to be that way. Come to Car Toys and find out how easy it is to connect your car to the internet through your phone.
How easy is it?
Right now, get a Pioneer CD receiver that lets you control your iPod or iPhone and connects your car to Pandora. Sale priced at just $99. And that price includes expert installation guaranteed for life.
Just $99?
And if you need a new Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile phone, you've got to go to Car Toys.
Why?
Because Car Toys will transfer everything from your old phone and set up your email and Facebook accounts for free. And we'll beat everyone else's prices.
Even on the new Samsung phones?
Yep, all Samsung phones are on sale. The S4, the Note 3. Get the Samsung Galaxy S3 for just one penny.
One penny?
Your car can do amazing things when you get connected at Car Toys.
Want to maximize the value of that tax refund? Go to AutoZone and let their experts help you choose the tune-up parts that are best for your car. A tune-up improves performance and fuel economy, putting cash back in your pocket. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Visit Dania's winter clearance sale now and save big on select floor models, discontinued clearance furniture, and accessories. Hurry in for the best selection. Five Puget Sound locations to serve you, or visit daniafurniture.com for a location near you.
Get the competitive edge with the all-wheel drive Honda CR-V. Loaded with a rear-view camera, Bluetooth, and Pandora connectivity, all standard. Get exceptional lease and finance offers on an all-wheel drive CR-V during the Honda Winter Advantage. See your Western Washington Honda dealer today.
Do you know what's more embarrassing than failing to perform in the bedroom? Waiting in line at the pharmacy to waste a fortune on male enhancement pills. Now you can experience incredible sexual performance free of embarrassment and without breaking the bank. Because we're about to send you a full-size supply of Bravado in a discreet package, absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-959-1140. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available, guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. Call toll-free 1-800-959-1140. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-959-1140. 1-800-959-1140.
This report brought to you by Walgreens.
From the West
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're definitely dealing with a lighter commute than normal, but we still do have a few trouble spots out there. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, still dealing with lots of brake lights there. Southbound 405 backed up from the King Snohomish line all the way in towards Kirkland. I-5 northbound at 320, a stalled vehicle there blocking the left lane. And also I-5 northbound near Albro, an accident there in the center lane, making things a little slow from the north end of Boeing Field.
Hitting the grocery store before the big game can be a pain, so head to Walgreens instead. They're just around the corner with a great selection of your favorite game day snacks, like sodas, chips, candy, and even frozen pizzas. And Walgreens gets you in and out in a snap.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Firing up the tube to watch the game with my son. To the man cave, Lord, here she comes. In a Russell Wilson jersey with a big bedazzled up three. Staring at the TV like a lovesick pup. The Hawks win the toss, the teams line up. Just look at her face, she ain't thinking about me. She thinks my cube is sexy. He really turns her on. She never watched the Seahawks till number three came along. She likes the way he scrambles with the football in his hand. I even heard her say he's got a cute tight end. She's not the only girl who's watching with a man on Sundays. She thinks my QB is sexy. Sports never watch none much. When game day's here, now her eyes light up. He does attract her. She thinks my cube is sexy. He really turns her on. She never cared for football till Russell Wilson came along. She likes the way he's humble, always thanking all the fans.
He thinks my QB's sexy. Craig Terrell, former Seahawk, singing that song. And Joe's wife, living the dream of that song. Oh. Dreaming about Russell Wilson every day.
She is so excited right now. Yeah. Oh, she's excited. Russell Wilson has just so improved my...
Has some of that lust, you know, been diverted your way?
My quality of life has gone up in every way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got to say. And she is just thrilled about the Super Bowl. We're going to go watch it at her mom's house. And, you know, it's last night, it's better than Christmas. It really is. Mm. I brought Bandit home freshly groomed in his Seahawks jersey, and she was so excited. She took a picture of him in the kitchen and posted it, and she's so proud. And
yeah. By the way, a listener pointed out, I did see this clip that Jay Leno had a dog on, and the dog also picked the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
So the canine world is unanimous.
Oh yeah, canines, yeah. Monkeys, the
porcupine,
porcupine, mm-hmm. The
pick the Seahawks,
pumpkin eating porcupine.
The only one
canines,
in...
monkeys, porcupines, and Sarah Palin. Let's group them all together.
Sarah Palin picks the Hawks.
She picked the Hawks.
Tiger Woods.
You should have seen her go for that ball too.
To be fair, they did put peanut butter under the tree, which is, you know, to be full disclosure.
By the way, the celebrity list. but,
sorry, I was just picturing it. And it's so
that's
easy.
Beautiful.
For me.
That's
that was
great.
Easy. You know what? I didn't even have to work hard on that.
I'm
one.
Playing to a liberal room. Yeah. That joke.
It was moose meat. I killed myself. So
I've got the celebrity picks, by the way, and they are. You know, they split them up pretty evenly, this news service between Seahawks and Broncos, but they had to really go for Northwest people. Mm-hmm. They had to get, like, Kenny G, Drew Carey, whom we all know owns a franchise in this town, Who else did they get? Dave Matthews.
Well, the official Seahawks page has a whole bunch of beautiful little clips with Ann Wilson, Rainn Wilson from The Office and Cinema, and all these different fans. But the crown jewel is got to be the tape that Pedro pulled up. Got to be the crown jewel of celebrity endorsements.
It's kind of all surreal right now. You know, it really is.
We're really going to the Super Bowl.
I'm still there. Sherman just tipped the pass to me right now. And I'm just realizing, holy we're going to the Super Bowl. You know, pardon my French, NFL Network.
What's great about our city for me is there's kind of a magic to it. And it's a bit of a dark magic, you know what I mean? It's covered in fog and you got, you know, purple mountains and blues and greens and art of all levels, the people who have done well, you know, starting companies that have become, you know, worldwide enterprises. The reasons that things happen there are because we make them happen for ourselves, not that we're making them happen for anybody else.
Seattle fans just said, screw it. We'll be our own support group and our own thing, and we'll raise hell, and we love this team.
It's never been about being the flavor or impressing anybody else. Yeah. You know, it wasn't built on shtick. It was built on quality of music and the care to make it. That's it. That's why the music scene happened. We were trying to make it. We were just trying to be the best band we could in our hometown. We wanted to sell out the Central Tavern. That was the goal. So when you have success based on that, that makes you feel that much better.
And sports has been, it's been this constant, and when things were chaotic and sometimes dark, in the late 80s and into the 90s for myself, you were losing some friends and you were stuck in some pretty dark places yourself, and you didn't know what was reality and what wasn't for a while. But you always had the Seahawks. You always had, they were always playing on Sunday, and that was the one thing you could focus in on. It was real. And that, I mean, it sounds corny maybe, but sports got me through, my Seattle teams got me through some stuff.
It's a way to get out of yourself for a little while and kind of, you know, celebrate, to cut loose a little bit. And these guys play their hearts out and they entertain you, and they're making a living doing it, and they're living their dream. It's very similar to music, I think, in the same way. Yeah. It's to kind of release yourself for a little while from the regular world, you know. Seahawks! Seahawks!
Yeah. Now, you didn't tell anybody who that was.
Did I have to tell people who that was?
No, I don't recognize the voice. It could be Frickin' Frack from the taco truck. I know who it is because I know who it is.
I
didn't tell anybody who that was. Frickin' Frack from the taco truck. By the way, I like that clip the best. You know why?
Why?
That one had peanut butter on it.
I poured pepper on Ann Wilson. That's why. Yeah. That's Duff McKagan of Guns N' Roses, local man. I was going to say local boy, but local man done good. And their own Jerry Cantrell.
And Jerry talking about the dark times, of course, when they lost Lane and probably other dark times when he was growing up. And putting into words, you know, people have asked me, why do people like sports? I'm one of those people who've said, sports, big time sucker. Why do people like sports so much? Why do they all get on board? Because it's a shared excitement. And that's why we're on Facebook. That's why we text each other. That's why we're human beings. We like to communicate with each other, and we like to all cheer and have something in common.
I like everything he said about Seattle. Like when he was going, it's purple and dark, and I was like, okay,
when he was referring to those startup companies, referring to Alice in Chains and Pearl
right,
Jam.
Though.
Pearl Jam, Soundgarden doing well, rebounding.
Yeah. He is right. Up here doing our own thing, making it happen. Boom. I'm excited.
By the way, I like cheering together for common cause too, but this particular city, this particular region, is one of the most vibrant, intelligent, and happening places on this planet. You look at technology, you look at transportation, you look at science, you look at our military, you look at just about any aspect of humanity that requires skill, determination, and teamwork. And Seattle is one of the best cities in the world. And I'm sorry. I mean, A lot of other cities are tired or don't do much, and they all have something they can claim their fame to. I mean, in Colorado, they made some beer or something. I don't know what they did.
The Frey is from Colorado. They've had some top 40
about
hits.
Coors Light. I think that's got to be. Yeah.
Oh, right.
But are they curing cancer? Are they changing the world with technology? Are they doing anything, you know, with transportation that's, you know, that's global? No, this is a global city. This city is a secret. It's a hidden little gem to a lot of people.
And overlooked by much of the country.
Yeah.
Such a special place.
I hope they keep overlooking it.
Well, Sunday that may change a little bit,
at
least on the sports landscape. I think we're going to start being looked at a little closer.
I think what we should do is we should try to, after, and God, you know, Lord willing, when the Seahawks win, we have riot footage ready from L.A., to show
pretend they were riots
here. Right, so no one wants to move here.
So they won't move here.
Wow. Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll say this, Joe. You know, even when the Seahawks win, even if it was a blowout, and Spike will back me on this, sports commentators will say, well, they won one. They're not a proud, long tradition of winning Super Bowls.
Well, no, you're right, but you know what's even worse than that? When we win, and I'll go there with him, when we win the Super Bowl, it's going to be, how did Peyton Manning lose this game?
Yeah.
The whole story across the country.
Well, they're going to say, nice try, Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning's only won one of three. Does that affect his legacy? It won't be about Russell or Marshall or Marshawn.
Where does Peyton Manning live? Like, where does he have homes?
Well, Peyton is from Louisiana, New Orleans, mm-hmm. is where he grew up. Archie Manning, his dad.
But where does he go when he wants to stay in his mansion?
Well, Archie's in New Orleans, and that's where he calls
home. So he does stay in
New Orleans. Now, I imagine he has a real nice...
I gotta credit anybody who lives in a horrible place.
I imagine
like that.
Well, you can't credit Peyton Manning with that, though.
I imagine Peyton has a really nice place down in Florida, probably close to Tiger Woods, who is picking the Broncos, by the way. There are some of these exclusive communities working...
So that's where his
Peyton
mansion...
Peyton lives in Indiana.
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
He was a longtime Colt. The Hoosier Hospitality won him over. Makes his home there.
He may have a house in Florida, too.
Yeah.
That I'm not aware
Denver.
Of. The only house I've ever
just
been to.
Just Google it. How many houses does Peyton Manning have? It's online. You don't have to wonder this.
I bet he's got a residence in Florida, Indiana, Louisiana,
Colorado.
I bet he does.
He kisses like a snake.
He's got 25 pizza restaurants in Colorado. So
he's
got
to be there sometime.
It'd be a shame not to have a house to have a pizza delivered to if you own the restaurant.
Bubba John's!
I mean, I'm not worried about him or his legacy. He'll be fine.
I'm not either. He's the greatest. If he stops today, which would be just fine with me, too, he is the greatest quarterback that's ever played the game. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, so. not even close, Joe, but I love you. I love you.
Celebrity Jessica Biel picks the Broncos. She can have them. South Park geniuses Trey Parker and Matt Stone pick the Broncos.
They're Colorado boys. Of course they do.
Again, on this list, I think they had a hard time finding celebs to pick us because... When you go with Sarah Palin, who lives in the Northwest, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Dave Matthews, Drew Carey, Kenny G. That's it.
That's
our peeps.
That's the deal. You know, we make our own. Like Jerry said, we make our own.
Dave Grohl picks the Seahawks.
And I can't wait for the victory.
Bill Gates picks
party,
the Seahawks.
Because after we win this thing, Jerry, Duff, and these guys, the first thing they're going to do is celebrate like the rest of us. And I bet the second thing they're going to do is go, where the heck can I plug in a guitar and have a show?
Oh, yeah.
A celebratory concert.
Oh, there's going to be a party in this town. I just know. You know, I don't know the details. But.
By the way, I don't know if you've all heard. We talk about it all the time because we work with World Vision and we know this. All of the shirts that have the wrong name printed on them after a championship or Super Bowl are given to people who need clothing in countries basically without communication. They don't care what it says on the shirt. It's not in their language anyway. And World Vision is the company. They're the humanitarian nonprofit that gets the shirts and distributes them. It's been on a bunch of news stories lately. The tie-in we did last week with our radiothon has just about reached its goal. There's 12 kids left. That was a really nice synergy with the karma that World Vision has with championships. The folks at World Vision actually emailed us, and we're really super appreciative because you folks sponsored those 12 kids and even a few more, and we got to the goal before kickoff. which I think is good karma for the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in karma. I don't necessarily believe you always get exactly what you want, maybe not in the way you wanted it.
Right,
But I'll take, you know, whatever good karma we can get, and maybe it'll be a Seahawks win. So World Vision, it's funny. World Vision wins no matter which team wins.
They're going to get some shirts either way.
Yeah. But where is World Vision's national headquarters?
I'm guessing there's a 12th man flag flying outside of it right now.
Eric will tell you.
It's in Federal Way.
And Joe's right. I guarantee you that place is decked to the teeth in blue and green.
And let me tell you something. Flags. Jesus is not on this celebrity list, and I think that's a huge faux pas.
I agree.
He would have picked the Broncos? Is that...
No!
Oh,
no, Jesus is a local guy.
Yeah.
I think Jesus, you know, walked, did all that walking without a lot of Starbucks in him. Come on.
There's a lot more water around here than there is in Denver. You're going to do some walking.
Yeah, we got the vineyards. You can change water into wine. We got everything.
The fish is right outside our window.
So however it goes, of course, and I'm obviously... I'm not putting anything on Jesus.
No.
He doesn't have to do anything. He can be concentrating on whatever's important. But what a great synergy. And so now, let's sponsor 12 more kids before kickoff. We're at 338 children sponsored and at well over 4,000 children that our audience keeps healthy every year around the world. The good karma you guys give, it's a great thing. To sponsor, just go to bobrivers.com and click on the link. We'll let you know when we get to 12 above the goal.
Help put food, water, medicine, and a new Broncos t-shirt
on a nice
yes, child somewhere in the world. Make the call now.
You know, in the weirdest way, if you sponsor a child and you get that, all that good karma is flowing out of the Northwest.
The 49ers t-shirts arrived this week. The kids are so happy.
Yeah, the kids are very happy.
So happy. Let's keep it going.
Then the Broncos t-shirts will arrive in their villages next week. You can make it happen, folks. In this weird, you know, everything works in mysterious ways.
Big circle of life out there, people. Yeah. Get on it. Get on the wheel.
Go to bobrivers.com and click on the World Vision link. Thank you, too. We have a couple more listeners to mention, right?
Yeah, we do. I want to thank Lori in Seattle for sponsoring Ethel in Zambia. I want to thank Kelly in Newcastle for sponsoring Harriet in Zambia. Robert in Kent for sponsoring Peter. And finally, Nicole in Covington for sponsoring Eric.
All right.
That's 338 kids. 12 more would make a very nice round number.
That'd be 350.
350. That's something that you can kind of remember.
12 minutes before 8. So a couple of other things in the news today. We did talk about this earlier, the Amanda Knox overturning of the overturned verdict. And she's all over the talk shows. She's got my, for whatever it's worth, she's got my belief in her that she is, just another victim in all of this, in the sense that I think even the victims' families are further victims of a horrific justice system, if you could call it that, in Italy. And now we have to go through all of this again. And I don't know. You know, even if they keep saying the chances of you being extradited are small, not as small as zero.
That's right.
Which is what it was yesterday.
Well,
she can't travel, right? I mean, she's an international fugitive now.
She can't travel to Italy. I don't know. It's a good question as to whether she can travel anywhere else.
If you're at the border with a U.S. passport and you're Amanda Knox and there's an international warrant for your arrest because you've been convicted of
murder?
Well,
there's an Italian warrant for it, but it's a good question. Erica, what do you think about that?
Well, Italy is part of the EU, so if she goes to Europe, I think she's fair game.
I wouldn't go spending my euros anywhere.
If she's so stupid to go to Europe now, like for a Parisian holiday, then she deserves to be locked up. But she won't. She's not going to do that.
She's not going to do that.
No, she says she'll never go back. This is Amanda this morning on Good Morning America.
We heard you say that you would not go willingly, Amanda, that they would have to catch you first and that you'd go kicking and screaming.
Yeah. I will never go willingly back to the place where I'm going to fight this until the very end. And it's not right. And it's not fair. And I'm going to do everything I can. Granted, I need a lot of help. I can't do this on my own.
By the way, she was quoted to say that she wouldn't even sit food at any Olive Garden.
She won't even go to the Olive Garden.
Because
you know what? The Olive Garden is just like being in Italy. Right.
Whenever my family comes in from Italy, they don't even speak English.
She's done.
Take them
She's
right
done
to
with the
Olive
tomato.
Garden.
Let's just even take it a step further.
No more. Bottomless salad and breadsticks? Absolutely not.
All right. And that's a big story. I think the United States government should say, you have nothing to worry about. We're not going to extradite you. I think they should say that.
Hey,
someone should say something definitive that can't be overturned.
Amanda Knox said that they've got to go before the U.S. Supreme Court if it comes to extradition. Now, if you're the Supreme Court and it's all about, I mean, you're all about justice and making sure that, what else is the Supreme Court there for? There are, you know, nine justices.
Well, I would love a job that was guaranteed as
for
long
life.
As I live.
Clean robes.
That's what I'd be there for.
Nice cafeteria. Great seats of the State of the Union.
I've always wanted a gavel.
Those guys should get together right now and put forth. So you know,
I agree
Amanda
with you
Knox?
Completely. Yes, Joe.
Our country though has to respect the Italian legal system. I mean, they are a nation, and they're a nation we need to get along with. So
why do we need to get along with Italy?
Why do we need to get along with Italy?
Because yeah, can cut off our pizza supply.
Really?
What are you?
We got Papa John's. We're fine.
No, Italy is a fairly large part of the European Union. It's a big country. I'm not saying that they're right here, but you've got to go through a process. You can't just say that's too bad. Does it seem kind of unusual that she makes herself available to the media the minute the verdict comes down? I think that's great, but I also think, you know, there's a warehouse full of books over there at Amazon, and this is really...
She's probably not paid all her legal
bills. Yeah, this is a way that she's going to be able to clear some of her bills, I think, because there will be a renewed interest in this case.
Joe's correct, and also Joe's correct.
It's a good point. 752.
And Joe's right.
Our boss, Keith Cunningham, is in the studio. Keith has made a bet with us, and now it is. It is here, the Bluest of Blue Fridays. Keith is a Denver Broncos fan.
Yeah.
And he bet the radio station. I mean, he bet the farm, the whole farm here, that if the Seahawks destroy his beloved team on Sunday, which they will.
They won't.
The listeners get to take over the radio station and play anything they want for a month. Isn't that right?
No, one day. 12 minutes.
A month? Come on.
12 hours.
You said they will. Do you believe or do you not believe? How about give us a month?
That's just a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
No, the listeners will do all the work. They'll just camp out here and play whatever they want.
You can't change the rules now, Bob. A bet is a bet.
I love changing the rules. A month is, yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we take requests all the time. So, you know, this is just, we're going a little further on Monday if the Seahawks win.
How about until the victory parade? When's the victory parade?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, do it till the victory parade.
We can do that.
All right.
All right.
He's got some flexibility. Oh, by the way, guy. I've never met a manager with flexibility. You're the first.
How many Ani DeFranco songs can I play on Monday during the Midday Spectacular? Seven?
Hey, everything's up for grabs.
By the point spread.
So the victory parade, when is the victory parade, Jim?
It could be anywhere from Wednesday till the weekend. I'm assuming Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They
By
like
the
to
way,
do these things
he gets
quick.
To take over the radio station, including our show.
Right.
And we get to do what he says until the victory parade. Are we willing to give as much as we ask to get?
Well, yeah. If the Broncos win, get ready. Put on your big boy pants because we'll have a little bit of fun.
Because he's going to tell us what to do. He's going to be the obnoxious, overbearing boss.
Like, we haven't been wearing big boy pants every step of this ride?
No.
Not so much. Not so much at all.
Things are going to change around here.
Did you see the bandit video? Joe's dog picking the Seahawks, ignoring the Bronco treat on the plate. And you know that we did that fair and square.
I'm sure you did my dog. Actually pick the Broncos.
Your dog weighs 180 pounds and eats a lot more than Bandit, and so it probably isn't that choosy.
So his pick means more.
His pick actually means less.
What's your dog's record? My dog has made me a lot of money over the years.
He's only two.
Okay. He's a prospect.
Yeah. Just like Russell Wilson, though.
Picked in the third round.
My cat, by the way, was really jealous. He's like, why am I not coming down here? I'm the dude who won you $500 on the Bowl-O-Rama this year.
Let me get back to Keith for a second here. So how does it look with the listeners running the station? How does that look? Do we just take phone calls, names? Do we get texts? Do we get, do they email us? Do they approach us every way possible, say who they are and what they want the station to do? And then who sifts through that to take out the really weird request? I mean, who's going to be in charge? There's got to be somebody
You'll be doing it during your show. You'll be doing it during the midday.
So the jock on the air gets to listen to their listeners.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's been outlawed in radio for so long. That's going to feel weird.
It should be phone and text.
I'm going to play You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman 8 times an hour.
She's just going to try it. You've seen the passive-aggressive side of her. It's actually just aggressive-aggressive, so this could be big trouble.
It'll be fun.
And this is kicking off at 6 a.m. Monday morning when we sign on.
Yep.
6 a.m.
You make me feel like a nature.
Hey,
I could handle it once.
Yeah.
We should mention, if you haven't already, the Twisted Tunes special today at noon.
Oh, at noon today, we run all the Twisted Tunes. Can we stick in some of the other big ones that are not by us as well? Did you hear we were playing one by that Eastlake Church, and there's a couple of others.
Special is something we've put together with Steve Slayton and Spike and myself.
It's already in the can.
It's a little bit of the history of the Seahawks, the behind-the-scenes process of making our songs, all the way up to the Super Bowl. So it's really good, running
today at noon.
And then again at 7 p.m. tonight.
And again at 7 p.m. We've told the audience, you want those songs. A lot of people emailing saying they want them for their Super Bowl parties. They want to create MP3 mixes on their phones and their iPads and all of that. We're going to put them on the website, available for download on the front page of 957kjr.com. And that'll be right after the show today. So give us a few minutes after the show to make the webpage. Keith Cunningham.
Also, well done, boss.
Well done.
Bandit was wearing a GoPro when he picked, so you can see it was a legitimate contest.
Is that another sponsor?
No, that's just the camera that you wear.
Well, let's get them as a sponsor.
That's validation.
Don't you know that the Super Bowl is all about that?
So that video will be up, so you can see that the dog picked the Seahawks. Fair and square.
All right. Another cruise ship gets people sick. Right after these. Also, a band from Seattle has just had to pay $800,000. What's the claim? One of their hit songs was an idea originally recorded by another unknown artist. This is a band from Seattle.
Yes, they got sued for a hit they had, and they've just said, well, here's $800,000. This ought to take care of it.
This is The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by Walgreens.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're dealing with some slow traffic northbound 405 through the S-curve, southbound 405 backed up from the King Snohomish line through Kirkland. Also dealing with some slow traffic southbound I-5 from Linwood all the way in towards the shoreline area. It looks like I-90 eastbound at Rainier. That accident has been cleared at this point, but things are just a little crowded through the area.
Hitting the grocery store before the big game can be a pain, so head to Walgreens instead. They're just around the corner with a great selection of your favorite game day snacks, like sodas, chips, candy, and even frozen pizzas. And Walgreens gets you in and out in a snap.
So, how's those resolutions holding up? It's about that time when all those promises you made start to fade away. Like getting in shape. iHeartRadio has stations perfect to keep you motivated. Or the resolution to be more positive. Make your own music stations with a song or artist that keeps you in a positive mood. The resolution to save more money. iHeartRadio fits into that too. It's free. 1,500 real live radio stations and more. Download the iHeartRadio app or listen online. iHeartRadio.com.
All right, so listen up this weekend, folks. I will bring you the 12th Man's March on the Meadowlands, powered by Good Feet. All weekend long, I'll be posting to the Bob Rivers Show Facebook page, the KJRFM blog. I'll be sending videos back from Times Square, NFL Boulevard in Times Square, from MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands, and it's all thanks to my friends at Good Feet. I couldn't do this a year ago. My feet hurt too bad to even stand on a full 4 quarters of football to stand on my feet, but now I have no foot pain whatsoever, and a Good Feet wants to do the very same thing for you. Go into one of the two Good Feet stores in our area. There's the Alderwood Mall store and the South Inter Mall Parkway store right across from the Nordstrom Rack. Walk in and talk to one of their Arch Sport technicians on site. Tell me you want the 12th Man Special. What happens is you invest in their two-step pain relief system. They throw in the third step for free. That's a $200 value just as a thank you to the 12th Man. Foot pain has really been a part of my life for a long time, but now it's gone thanks to Good Feet, America's number one arch support store. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with Good Feet.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center for your Blue Friday. Starting out with some morning showers, tapering off this afternoon, highs in the mid-40s. And for the big game on Sunday, it's looking dry with temps in the upper 30s as the game gets underway. Go Hawks!
This report brought to you by Walgreens. Hitting the grocery store before the big game can be a pain, so head to Walgreens instead. They're just around the corner with a great selection of your favorite game day snacks, like sodas, chips, candy, and even frozen pizzas. And Walgreens gets you in and out in a snap.
You know all that stuff your mom tossed out? Your priceless treasures? Get them back at America's largest antiques and collectibles show this weekend at the State Fair Events Center in Puyallup. More than 400 booths, pop culture collectibles, vintage clothing, estate jewelry, old toys, everything vintage for collecting, decorating, or furnishing your home. Evaluations from an expert for $5 an item. America's largest antiques and collectibles show, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 10 to 5 at the State Fair Events Center in Puyallup.
The 2014 Big Seattle Boat Show. It's a big deal. On now through February 1st at CenturyLink Field in South Lake Union with a free shuttle. Come find your big deal at the West Coast's biggest boat show with over 1,000 boats on display, the latest gear, and...